Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our consideration this morning are found in John's Gospel, chapter 8, beginning at verse 10. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So far the text, and we pray. Heavenly Father, set us apart, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, first, there is pride and purpose. And these crash up against reality, and then there's frustration and anger leading to rage and violence and the burning resolve to do whatever it takes to hurt someone for the cause. The explosives are strapped on and the target is chosen, and that person wields the weapon to do grievous harm. Even as his hatred consumes him in the flames of his own bomb. The scriptures tell us that the pride and purposes of Satan crashed up against the reality of God, and that angel was filled with frustration and anger, and his spirit raged against God, and he was cast out. So he has the burning resolve to try to inflict some hurt. But there's nothing he can do against God. Still, for his cause, he wields that weapon and does grievous harm to creation. And in the process, he's consumed by his own hatred and by the flames. He seeks to use the law of God as a hurtful weapon, a sharp weapon for cutting down those whom God loves. Has he somehow missed the fact that this weapon is no inanimate object? It's the very word of God. Does he not see that this weapon will consume him in the flames forever? The madness of pride and a purpose wholly against God has blinded him. That's what sin does. When the scribes and Pharisees thought to pick up the law, they too did according to the sinful nature. They too sought to hurt God, though they were oblivious to who was really standing before them. They just thought he was an irritating man to be trapped and ruined. To them, the woman that they brought before Jesus was just collateral damage, just meat for the bear trap. What madness had blinded them? It was sin. We have that sinful nature too, you and I. Sometimes we have picked up the law to inflict hurt on others. Sometimes we accuse. Sometimes we try to confound somebody and stop them before they get too close to one of our own vulnerabilities. Sometimes we pick it up with pure malice in our hearts. Whatever the motivation, what sort of crazy pride and purpose seizes us that we would think to pick up the word of God and use him? It's the same suicidal madness that grips the devil the blindness of the teachers and the Pharisees that led them to drag this woman to Jesus that day. One day soon, the word will silence every unclean tongue. From the devil to these men, truly every sinner, no longer will they desecrate his holy word. These men had a glimpse of that as they looked down into the dust to which they would soon return. They heard the righteous one. Their unclean lips were sealed with shame, silenced by the law, and it must be so eventually, always. The law of God silences sinners. For some, conscience will lead them to walk away in shame. Others will continue to flap their tongues until they stand face to face with the judge, and then they'll be silent. The law brings us to our knees before God's awful majesty. Shows us how powerless and undeserving we are of any kindness from him. We are like this woman caught in sin, fearful. But Jesus doesn't speak to her or to us as we would expect. Where are those accusers of yours? Think about that question. It has eternal significance. Nor do I accuse you, nor do I condemn you, he says. This is no law. This is good news. Because of his loving heart, God has spoken another message to us. God's enemies all dash themselves up against this rock of our salvation. They destroy themselves. God allows them to do as they wish, and that's truly the worst thing that God could ever do to anyone. But God has not treated us as we deserve for the sake of Jesus, whom the devil would kill and whom these teachers and Pharisees would trap, whom we often ignore in our lives. For the sake of Jesus, there is now no condemnation for them who are in him. Yes, we've seen the writing in the dust all too often. Our sinful nature ought rightly cringe before it. Yet he says, nor do I condemn you. Believe it. Look up from that dust at the cross. And listen to what he wishes for you. Go and sin no more. Do you realize what an amazing command that is for God to give to us? He would not have you die, but repent and live. And live not consumed by sin and its madness, but a new life of faith. For the sake of his own sacrifice, once for all, he forgives you and does not condemn you. And as Dr. Smith pointed out to us yesterday, this word of eternal life is in your heart. Is his life not yours now also? That dark frustration that you cannot have your way, it withers in the light of this good news. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. There is your pride and your joy, your boast. It's in Christ. There is your purpose to live in him and for him. There is your garment of righteousness, fit for eternity instead of that shroud of death. The law is no weapon for us. It is Christ showing us our sins so that he might bring us out from their darkness to his bright pavilion in heaven above. God grant us to see the law in this light. In the light of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Amen.